50 on January 3rd. This is a working session of the Board of Trustees. Gavin Pike won't be in attendance tonight. Harold Grimm is here and waiting for Dawn Sanderson to arrive. The agenda looks pretty...
Who arrived?
Dawn.
Oh.
I think the agenda looks pretty straightforward, and we do have an executive session to discuss a variety of things. So one of those will be compensation of an employee. Are we missing anything on the agenda? You guys feel good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does the Salisbury roundabout, one person need to be on the agenda?
So I have a comment about it, right? That a discussion for this board. The person made the report, Harold's report.
Yes.
Speaking of roundabouts, the Arts Commission does have a person who is in charge of public art. His name is Nathan Matamo. I left him a message today.
Great.
If we want to look at some type of art.
Okay.
I did a quick Google search of various art, a lot of statues.
You did a quick Google search of roundabouts.
Traffic circle art.
Yeah.
Roundabouts, you get all kinds of kaleidoscope drawings and things like that. But traffic circle art statues.
They put things on the ground, you're saying, when you look up roundabouts? Because I was going to do the same thing. Look up roundabouts and just...
Google traffic circles.
Okay.
You'll have more success finding images than
okay.
You will. I mean, a lot of stuff, you can get, very elaborate, high maintenance floral bushes, that spell out, like at Disney World. The
Monclova, my God, with a little slant, and you come up and it says, how would you fit Monclova in bushes? It'd have to be hyphenated.
Like Mickey Mouse, at Disney World.
Yes,
yeah.
Chuck, that's so exciting.
But that's not exciting for our maintenance department.
Oh, my word. We always fall back on that.
I'd like to back up on one thing. You said Team of Cog. We had this, but you commented we got some money from them a couple years ago concerning the roundabouts.
Yes.
Okay, can you
through them. We applied to them for the grant at Holloway and Airport.
So was it a specific amount of money that we got?
I don't remember how much it was.
I want to make sure Barbara knows how much that can be spent.
Well, no, that was grant towards the construction of
grant toward the construction.
Construction.
Yes,
of
yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So even though it's not township roads.
We had numerous complaints over the years from people because of the traffic backups.
Okay.
And we kept passing those along to the county engineer, and the county engineer came back and said they didn't have Salisbury and Holloway anywhere on their radar for any improvements at all. That it would be years before anything would be done. If we wanted something done sooner, we had the option to apply for a grant, basically on behalf of the county engineer, which we did, and we were successful. And so the county engineer now is moving forward with the project. But the grant was for construction.
Yeah, I want to say $75,000 in that 50 to 75 range. I want to...
Oh, no, it was...
It was probably a drop in the bucket.
$680,000.
I thought we had to commit...
No, the grant.
The grant, yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
grant.
Okay.
We had to commit $50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to commit that much.
Okay.
But the grant is for, I believe, something...
Significant amount of money, then.
$680,000
okay.
or something like that, yes.
Okay, that makes sense, then, because I didn't know about this. You said we had some money, and I thought, okay, it's not our roads, not our problem, but this is how we help the county out by applying for this grant to help add to make this roundabout happen.
Well, and
it's
as far
our
as
problem. traffic in our community is our problem.
Right.
Wrecks in our community is our problem. Things that happen within our square miles are our problem.
Okay.
We might have to work with other entities because we don't have jurisdiction over every
square
inch.
That's what I
meant.
We don't have jurisdiction over certain roads or stuff. I realize
right.
we
still,
have to work with people, but...
The dogs barking and that neighbor that's in this, you feel really badly for both parties, right? There's
mm-hmm.
a dog barking at all hours. There's a recording sent to us of the dog barking. The neighbor said when he gets the only response we can give, the neighbor says, well, this isn't, it's not really me, it's him, right? There's some...
Right, there's way more to this than
there's some dispute
of.
Going on between the neighbors. Is that our problem? No, it's not our problem. But if, as the government elected officials, we can help in some way, that's our job. And I think we did everything we could. Somebody's going to have to call the sheriff.
Right.
And then the dog's going to have to be barking at just the right time
and
be at the right decibel. And
that's what I tried to impress upon the gentleman that was complaining. When the dog is out there barking incessantly, you need to call the sheriff, and a deputy needs to come out and witness it. Then he can do something. And I don't want to get the sheriff involved.
There's only so much we can do, and we did what we could do.
The county, I think they allocate somewhere between $7,500 and $10,000 to landscaping.
All right, I don't know what the budget for the roundabout is. That was going to be where I ended that. I don't have any idea what it is.
Right.
But does that, because that's our allotted amount, is that really what we think that intersection is worth? I don't know. I'd like to know all that. That's why it's on the agenda, so we can talk about roundabouts and how not all roundabouts are the same. And when one of them is in your front yard or one of them takes up your driveway versus one in the middle of 20A and Weckerly, they're different. They're just different. And we need to represent our residents in those differences. In my estimation, that's why I wanted it on the agenda, so we start thinking.
But we got an email, I want to say 6 weeks ago, from Chuck Boss, who lives back there.
Yep.
Because he's on the HOA and was asking about the HOA. So, I mean, the HOA knew it about at least 6-plus weeks ago because he was asking. They must have been reached out to by the county engineer for and I don't want the property owner's name. It's almost 11th hour. Just like this is, and we've been going on for 3-plus years on this.
Goes back about five.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Five is three
Chuck,
plus.
You can say when we get to Harold's report and we talk about the complaint, you can say, I'm not going to register it. It's not a complaint to me. It doesn't matter. I think that when a resident calls, you always say,
what can we do?
We
can do, but at this point, there's, I don't think, very limited what we can do other than listen to her concerns. Yeah.
And
offer some good advice. I thought Harold gave her great advice according to your report. But I think we as trustees, this brought just clearly to my mind, oh my word, all roundabouts aren't the same. They all shouldn't get $7,500 when they want to put up a security gate like the one on Salisbury.
Oh.
Gray Cliff.
That's never closed.
Is it never closed?
Oh, it's never closed. Yeah. It's never
so
closed.
So it's not useful, but you know, all that, like, that starts a whole, like, they have a huge welcome, you know, it's a big house thing, like all our subdivisions have, like, I can't think of their names, but they have you know, houses, gatehouses. What is the county doing with that? You just tear it down, it's in the right of way, sorry, you're out of luck. We meet with the engineer in March. These are comments and questions I'd surely like to discuss with him, because
it seems to me
the future is roundabouts everywhere.
I mean, there's things that I know we talked to, like the county moved. Blystone was concerned, and I was surprised that it was cheaper for them to cross the road twice than to tear up all their landscaping.
Okay.
with the sewer there.
When you read your zoning file for the next meeting, they bring up in the zoning meeting there's going to be a roundabout at 28 and Alvin. How does that affect this? You know, we should know that because it might actually affect that whole...
I'm not aware of any immediate plans for a roundabout at 28 and Alvin, but common sense tells you, yes, eventually there will be.
And if we're adding housing, that means turn lanes are coming, which means, oh, instead of investing in these turn lanes, we should just make this roundabout happen now. Like, this could all precipitate that. Mm-hmm. Again, I think it's a... They've been coming, Chuck, like, and nothing's ever come of them, and then this one's a little unique, and I just thought it should be a conversation that we start. We don't have to finish it. We don't have to reach any conclusion. It's just something...
No, and I don't know what the how they, quote-unquote, negotiate the value of the land and if those brick entrances have to come down or, you know, I think where those...
The brick entrances and that little garden shack-looking thing all have to come down.
And now, two of their trees.
The preliminary drawing that we have, which they very clearly said this is preliminary only. All it shows is those brick walls and that shack, that guard building having to be removed. Mm-hmm. And that's what I told the lady that called and complained. I said, that's something you need to negotiate with the county for them to replace those features.
Don't or be remunerated for them. But right. That's the thing, I don't know if the county, where all the right-of-way exists, if they could... You know, slide that round about 10 feet to the north.
So you're going to penalize the neighbors on this side to satisfy the neighbors on this side. So who do you pick that you're going to infringe more on whose property?
That's for the county to negotiate.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm the guy in the north corner.
The county, I'm presuming, is going to look at the path of least resistance that's the most economical.
Well, and they also have to consider the infrastructure that's there, drainage and so on.
Yeah, if they have to move optical lines or utility lines, whatever's underneath, yeah.
And we don't usually interfere with the county, and I'm not suggesting we do in any way. I'm just suggesting this board might need to start thinking that not all roundabouts are the exact same, and do we need to budget, put a line item in for beautification projects, and there's going to be a lot of them. You know, there was just one. Now there's going to be two. That one down there, that's somebody's front yard.
And so you know, there's going to be a roundabout at Monclova and Waterville, Monclova, and one at Monclova and Alvin. Same thing. We got the grants. The county is doing the projects.
And it was mentioned in the email from
Jim.
Yep, that... This all needs coordinated, so it's happening sooner rather than later.
He says the roundabouts have to be put in before the sewer line is... It has to coordinate, and it has to proceed according to which project needs to be done first.
They don't want to tear up the brand new roundabout
to put a sewer line in.
And then there's a bus lane. You know, there's a school there. That's really complicated. Do we need to have in our budget, in our thinking, hey, there's something Monclova Township's going to have to do for this? You know, talk about public art. That might be a perfect place for public art with a crosswalk, like so those kids could get to the ice cream shop or I don't know. Again, I'm not an engineer. It's on the agenda because it was a flash moment where you said, oh, wow, this is a bigger issue than it's been.
Well, the other thing is you've got $600,000-$800,000 houses they're now affecting. I'm not saying anything, versus, but the value versus the value
28
maybe,
Eber,
right,
where there was a shop,
right. So I'm just saying, you're right. Every roundabout is different, but
every roundabout is different. Is it in your front yard? Is it
right
in your driveway?
Is this driveway? Some people might say, "Hey, I'm willing to sell my house because it's not really. I don't want to be on that roundabout. Let's make the best deal I can for them to acquire that land." And then you could use that whole expanding there instead of going over towards the elementary school and the post office.
Yeah.
That's the county who has to negotiate that kind of
stuff. Yes, right.
It's tough because...
And they need to be our partners, and I don't know... Of course, they're our partners, but I don't know how often they consider what we think. So maybe in March, I'll show up for the meeting.
Is that Doug Parrish?
No. No.
St. Brian, no. I know, he said the name and...
I always get the name mixed up.
Yeah.
The new people at the county.
They shuffle people around.
I know Matt McFadden's a stormwater guy.
Yep. Oh, hang on.
Was Dawn coming?
I expect her to be here. She's first thing out. And she's going to be here for the executive session.
It's okay.
Oh, shoot. What did I do with that?
Mike Stormer?
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, Mike. I believe it is Mike Stormer.
Yes.
Who is the chief deputy engineer. The letter that went out to the property owners was sent out by Alan Pfaff.
P-F-A-F-F?
P-F-A-F-F. Yes, Alan Pfaff.
When did that letter arrive?
The letter was mailed December 13th.
So, you know...
What's his title?
He's engineering project manager.
It's not really... It is the 11th hour, but that's the way the system works.
So, isn't in that book that we got, didn't it mention future projects that they are considering, like, all the way through 2026?
Yes.
So how soon do they have to notify these people that these projects could be in their front yard?
December 13th.
I would not
We should publish.
Right.
No, you'd have to be an very aggressive homeowner
Correct.
To know what's going on, and
Correct.
No one is going to do that. That's our job, right?
Right.
So we just added to the monitor a list of five-year projects because people should know what's
right.
going on. Now, you don't read the monitor, but it's been in there every year. Hmm. Could we put that Lucas County link on our website so you can click it and
right.
look through the projects?
It says this is being considered in this year. This
yep.
is being considered budget for this year.
Yes.
This 2000, you know. Not
or
saying
take
anything.
Some PDFs of it and put it in there if we can't link the whole book. This is what's happening in Monclova.
Right, because
yeah.
it lists,
we can
it lists a lot of places. So the Monclova, the people aren't interested in what's happening in the Monclova section of the book. So I actually had gone through and highlighted any time you see Monclova, I highlighted what was anticipated for those times, those years, and what was going to, because it's not always just roundabouts.
Right, right. I'm always asking Harold.
Has Ms. King engaged an attorney in her negotiations with the county?
I have no idea. Not to my knowledge. I don't know.
Did you all get the compliment email about the pickleball
yeah,
courts?
Yeah, I answered her. So thank you for the kind remarks. She was very nice about
see
that.
I don't have access to my email.
What?
At work or
At
something.
Work.
Oh. It was last Friday. Did you do anything over the weekend?
No, we were here Friday.
I'm teasing you.
Well, I just wanted you guys to know somebody was happy.
Yes.
Good.
Is she a resident?
Yes. That's true.
I think she told us she lives in Monclova. Mm-hmm. I could look it up, Chuck. I responded too. Said you'll see us on the pickleball courts this winter or this summer. Hopefully Kathleen plans a great event.
Yeah. So the lights are up. How much are we, have we withheld from Geddes?
Around $60,000, something like that. So.
I don't think. So, are we done? Can I have her turn it off?
Yeah.
The working session?